Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here, and I'm downstairs in my basement. This is what I used to call my burial chamber. I don't know why. Probably has something to do with me being a horror maven slash goth slash... I don't know, what would you call it? Archaeology enthusiast? Something like that? Well, let me explain. When I was a little Bob in the black tennis shoes, my dad used to have a subscription to National Geographic magazine. And I used to love to read that magazine. And he would let me read his magazines, just as long as I didn't cut any pictures out of his magazines. And I used to like reading about the studies of ancient cultures. I think National Geographic is where I learned about the Mayans. Because there was a few issues back when I was a kid reading about how people were studying the Mayan ruins, stuff like that. So that's how I learned about Mayans, was reading my dad's magazines. I used to be into that when I was a little kid. Loved Indiana Jones when I was a little kid. Raiders of the Lost Ark, as scary as it is when you're like 6-7 years old watching the scene where the Ark is like emanating the full power of God, and the one dude is set on fire, and the other dude's face melts off, and the one dude completely melts, and as scared as I was as a little kid, I love that movie because they're like going into ancient caves and places where people had like set foot thousands and thousands of years ago. All right, maybe 1,000 years ago, or two, or three. Trying to think back to Raiders of the Lost Ark. That was in the city of Tanis, which was, I think that was supposed to be at least 2,500 years ago, where it was lost. I don't know. I'm going by the mythos of the story. And actually, that's one of the reasons why I started to look for Indiana Jones novels, because you have the four movies. Raiders of the Lost Ark was awesome. Great movie. One of my favorite movies. One of my five-star movies. I have a list of movies, and I'll talk about this in another boo, hopefully for audio mo. Well, I'll make it a point to make this an audio mo about movies that I have on my five-star list, but I have to go through my DVD collection to do... Okay, well, anyway. But Raiders of the Lost Ark will be on there. Temple of Doom was really good, but I want to say kind of got away from the original idea of Indiana Jones and what made Indiana Jones awesome. Last Crusade was pretty good, but probably could have benefited from one or two more rewrites to the script. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, they went in the wrong direction. Just because basically what they were trying to do was make a 50s B movie out of it, and they shouldn't have done that because it didn't work. Now, I applaud them for doing something different from the other three Indiana Jones movies. I applaud them for trying something different. It just didn't work. But they're talking about casting a new Indiana Jones and making another movie. Casting a new Indiana Jones that's good. As much as I love Harrison Ford, he's not Indiana Jones anymore. I can't remember who they cast for the movie, but it's looking like it might be actually pretty good. So I have high hopes for the new Indiana Jones. But anywho. But yeah, I love movies like that. I love archaeology movies. What was that one? National Treasure with Nicolas Cage. That was a good one. And I could gush on about this, but that's one of the reasons why I started calling my basement the burial chamber. Outside of being a horror maven and a goth, but you know, whatever. Now that I'm doing my show on X Transmission FM, and my show's called The Cemetery at Midnight, I tend to call this basement Cemetery Studios, because this is where I do my show. But I don't know. I might still go with Burial Chamber, because the Burial Chambers in the Burial Chambers in the Tombs of Egypt would have the most personal items of the pharaohs, along with their mummies. And this has some of my most personal items, like my guitars and my computer, which has all of my writing. And maybe Burial Chamber does work. Well, anyway, maybe I'll just keep it as the Burial Chamber. So, you know what's funny is I intended to start this boo and talk about music, but now I'm talking about my basement and I'm talking about archaeological movies. So I'll probably save the music for the next boo, which will probably come in a few minutes. But yeah, I'm a huge Indiana Jones fan. But before I got sidetracked, I was talking about how you have the four movies of Indiana Jones, and that's it. You had a few video games, I'll say that. I played one of them, the one that was on the original Xbox, and I cannot remember what it was about. In that one, you were trying to find, like, a lost Chinese tomb, and it was a good game. The guy that they got to play Indiana Jones was convincing. But I was like, I'd like something Indiana Jones, but I've seen the movies like 1,000 times, and I could put in Raiders of the Lost Ark and enjoy it, but there's like all sorts of ancient civilizations that Indy never got to. Like, he never went to the Mayans, he never went to, well, in the movies he never went to Egypt, but there's a lot, I think there's like 4 or 5 books where he went to, Egypt. And technically he did, go to Egypt, because the resting place of the Ark of the Covenant in Raiders of the Lost Ark was in Egypt. It was in the Egyptian city of Tanis, as I said before. But, basically, I was looking for novels, because if you're looking for storylines with familiar characters, best way to look for them is either novels or comic books. So, I was looking for novels. I found a couple. One of them was Indiana Jones and the Philosopher's Stone. I believe I talked about that. It was an okay book. But basically, the book linked the Voynich manuscript to the Philosopher's Stone, which I believe was an actual theory that the Voynich manuscript was an alchemical text, was an alchemist's text, and that and the Philosopher's Stone was a legend of alchemy. However you say it, so it kind of worked, and in the context of the book, it did work. The writing in the book, and I'm one to talk because I'm a writer and I've never been published, but excuse me, the writing in the book was okay. The book itself was okay. If somebody presented this book in one of my writing classes back at Ohio State University, I probably would have said, there's a lot of areas in this book that you could have expanded. The book was about 250 pages long, could have easily been 400 to 450, maybe even 500 pages long. Meaning, theoretically, the book itself could have been twice as long as it was. And it would have been much better. The one I'm reading now is called Indiana Jones and the Dance of the Giants. It takes place when Indiana Jones has his first teaching position at London University. And the Dance of the Giants refers to Stonehenge. And so far, it's very, very good. It's basically saying that Merlin was a real person and he had something to do with the construction of Stonehenge. And I am running out of time. But it is a very, very good book. If you like Indiana Jones, I would definitely recommend it. But thank you for listening. My name is Bob in the Black Boots. Pick your favorite adjective. Have that kind of a day.